Good evening, everyone. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you all for being here. The many, many of you that are here. I know there's lots of other things. It's a busy time of year, so I appreciate it, and I hope I make it worth your time. And God, obviously, because without him, this wouldn't have come together like it did, and I'm kind of happy. And Joe, thank you. Dave asked me to speak, and I thought, well, I think I might actually have something I'd like to talk about this time. And then a little while later, Joe asked, hey, can you do Psalm 32 for Beacon Ridge? Psalm 32 for with your lesson. And I was like, maybe. I had to read it first. I read it. I'm like, wow. If I wasn't going to use it before, I was going to use it then. I was looking for a psalm, and he handed me one. So, Joe, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate your usefulness. All right. So we'll start off the night then. I'll try to be profound, and then we'll try to have a little bit of fun. Go ahead and turn to Psalm 32 if you would like. We're going to go ahead and read that first. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. I read this and instantly was like, oh, this is everything I wanted it to be and could be, and there's just so much you can take away from it. I've started off straight from verse 1. We are those whose sins are covered. At the time of writing this, David still had to make sacrifices. He was still under the old law, oppressed by its numerous dictations, and we do not have that same problem. And through verse 3 and 4, keeping silent is like holding in swallowed poison. Sure, we can say, I'm going to be bold, I'm going to be brave, but really you're just being prideful. And say we let our bodies work it out naturally, but you confess and you just vomit it up, that weight is so much more beneficial than waiting and letting it just fester inside you. Sure, the pain might pass, but what damage will it do in the meantime? Are we not meant to live? Are we? This is what I get for handwriting. We are not meant to live guilty lives. It drains your love for yourself, for your passions, and for the people you love. and for Christ. There is something beautiful in our Lord, in our God, who knows our every thought and motive, that he prefers us to come to him and confess ourselves instead of him just automatically taking our sins away. What? Not taking our sins away, I already did that, but instead of covering us like a scheduled virus scan. Each time we come forward, we have to swallow our pride and acknowledge our wrong, which is humbling. God does not want us to live guilt-ridden lives. We should not drown in our pride, in our refusal to accept help. Yeah, we shouldn't fear death. As Christians, we know there's numerous deaths we'll live. We're going to die in our transgressions for Christ. We're going to die to ourselves. carry our cross, and eventually we'll have to die to get to heaven. So, I mean, don't be afraid. We should not live in fear, but reverence at the greatness of our Lord, that he gave us free will to love him or not. He did not bridle us. Love is not found in force, but patience and kindness. We all know how patient he had to be with each of us, so don't be like the horse or a donkey. He will not force your love. So cast off the weight of your guilt, spit the idea of this bit from your mouth, and pull the fangs from your heels. Only Santa and the government have watch lists, and Satan wants you to believe you'll never be good enough anyway when you already are. You just need to come clean. So with that, I've shared lyrics with you guys in the past before, and I'm sure some of you are probably tired of it, but I'm gonna go ahead and just go, what is it? Not half-heartedly, and I'm just gonna sing. So enjoy the serenade, and if you can catch on to the tune, feel free to try to join in. this song is called Words in the Water, and I'll just hope this chunk of mucus that's in the back of my sinus doesn't just suffocate me and drown in my own. Yeah. All right. Sorry. I guess I'll say this beforehand. I'm sharing this with you because this is a fairly important song to me. When I think of it, I think of like Nothing But the Blood and Rest Beyond the River and those songs. It helps to just remember our purpose in the world, to stay focused, to brush aside distractions that will attempt to overwhelm us. What was I gonna say about it? Oh man. Anyways. Oh yeah. So we come into this building trying to prepare our minds for worship. So when we get here, we sit down and we're setting our mood. For me, when this song comes on, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I remember. I snap to God, Christ, and his sacrifice. And that's why it's important to me. That's why I'm sharing it with you. So, all right. Without further ado. More ado. Sorry. One more thing. Everyone needs something, some sort of mnemonic device to remind us of our place, be it art or a sunset or a flower, music, your spouse, last but not least. And yeah, okay, good. I said that. That was there. Anyways, words in the water. Standing knee deep in cold water, swiftly moving, somehow I knew I'd lost something. Waiting, waist deep, I saw a book there in the river, waiting for me to find it there. I tried to read it, neck deep, treading water, but the tide, it pulled me out to sea. Then with water in my eyes, the words began to rise from their place. They were beautiful and dread. I reached for them and fed on each phrase. They were honey on my lips, but then a bitter twist in my side. I knew they'd lay me in my grave. Is there no one who can save me? I cried. Oh, sinking down deep through cold water, heavy silence, shadows stirring in the gloom. What things lay sleeping down deep in the darkness, woke then to find me in my tomb. Then with water in my eyes, the words began to rise from their place. They were beautiful and dread. I reached for them and fed on each phrase. They were honey on my lips, then a bitter twist in my side. I knew they'd lay me in my grave. Is there no one who can save me? I cried. Oh, and when I lost all hope to look, someone took that heavy book from my hands. All its weight they set aside after they had satisfied its demands. I felt white and black reverse, and the lifting of a curse from my heart. Then, like one receiving sight, I beheld a brilliant light in the dark. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. So, if you've heard me talk before, you can probably guess that's done by the band Thrice. That song, I don't know, the first time I heard it, I was just like, this is a rock song, and it's worship in disguise. It was fabulous. I have one more, and this one I like. I promise you, if you look, you could wedge it between Mansion Over the Hilltop and No Tears in Heaven. That's 881, 882, so I'm going to call it 881.5. When I first heard it, I kind of thought, this world is not my home. I don't know, it's lovely, and it's called In Exile. I am an exile, a sojourner, a citizen of some other place. All I've seen is just a glimmer in a shadowy mirror, but I know one day we'll see face to face. I am a nomad, a wanderer. I have nowhere to lay my head down. There's no point in putting roots too deep when I'm moving on. I'm not settling for this one. Dang it. Oh, sorry. There's no point in putting roots too deep when I'm moving on. I'm not settling for this unsettling town. My heart is filled with songs of forever, of a city that endures where all is made new. I know I don't belong here. I'll never call this place my home. I'm just passing through. I am a pilgrim, a voyager. I won't rest until my lips touch the shore of the land that I've been longing for as long as I live, where there'll be no pain or tears anymore. My heart is filled with songs of forever, a city that endures where all is made new. I know I don't belong here. I'll never call this place my home. I'm just passing through. Oh, 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 oh. And that's it. But with that, I just wanted to say, with Psalm 32, we have every opportunity every Sunday to come forward and confess our sins to each other, and that's not always a very comfortable thing to do. But we have Christ, and we have God, and he paid the ultimate price for us. He took the time and lived his life perfect so that we could have a chance, even though we can't be. So despite how intimidating it is to come forward, I just want to reassure you to not, what is it, not, a, no, not, no, no, I'm going to say overlook, but that's not quite what I want. Not to overlook coming to God regularly, just when you know you need to. Don't linger in your misery and your self-pity. We all do it. We all get there. And if we're not using the avenue, it's wasted. And that's why Christ died. That's why we are saved. Thank you.